What have you been eating here tonight?
I've had the lamb, it's absolutely delicious.
No, I love the octopus.
It's very sweet.
That line is unbelievable. It is so long. You're eating so that you can survive to the front of the queue, aren't you? What have you got there?
It's a pork and prawn sausage with all of those other things. It's pretty darn good.
There are serious long-term roast beast eaters in this queue who've come to feed their love affair with flame, smoke, and meat. It brings back memories of childhoods from across the globe.
And then, you know, it would kind of, when it comes down, turns just into embers, then they would bring the animal that was being prepared on the other side, like slaughtered, drained of blood, all of that, and put over fire.
I'm eating hot wings from Paper Bird, and they are divine. They're brined in shrimp, fried, and then they've got hot sauce over the top of them. Delicious.
And then it would be cooked for as many hours, and a large group of people would stand around, usually like male, with some drinks because it's winter and it's cold. There was some kind of magic in just looking in the fire and how the animal slowly gets that nice crisp skin while the juices are dripping in the fire and creating small explosions of smoke that just kind of dissolves further into the skin and creates all these special tastes and flavors that you cannot get in other forms of cooking.
I'm eating the Portinho lamb and it's exceptional. I'm eating it very slowly because it's so good and I want it to last as long as possible.
It's called crucified lamb, a traditional Argentinian way of cooking meat, and hundreds of people are queuing to sample it. Word of mouth is obviously good, and the sheer spectacle attracts more crowds.
Is it good?
I should probably mention that I'm a vegetarian, and what we're witnessing here is a brutally honest approach to food. If the keepers of the flame would let you, you could reach in and slide ribs from the chest of the beast with your hands and suck the juice off them.
The lamb is incredibly tender. And something about the combination with the peas and the chimichurri sauce, just in this little tub, like an ice cream container, to a meat lover, it's almost like, you know, how a child would feel about ice cream or gelato.
They file past the whole carcasses of six lambs mounted here on metal frames around a large open fire with a fiercely burning red heart. The animal's ribs are cracked open so that they appear splayed like a meat butterfly. Each lamb on its cross pieces of metal is placed about half a meter from the fire so that the intense heat can slowly transform raw meat into carnivorous bliss. Fat drips and pools beneath each lamb like candle wax. This is not sanitized, neat, or tidy food.
People would take turns into turning the animal, also basting, you know, specially prepared spices and various liquids they use there. And it would go on and on until at one point, usually the master of the house would declare, well, you know, I think it's done. And then the animal would be taken off the fire, taken to a special room, not like the living room. And then it would like be cut into small pieces and we would all, the whole family and friends and neighbors would gather around and await for their little piece of meat, little piece of joy.
For one night in the dead of winter, 7,500 people gathered here at Carriage Works, 10 minutes walk from Redfern Station in Sydney, to share food cooked over fire. It speaks to something deep inside us. But for some, this doesn't only happen once a year.
Barbecue in Argentina is like pasta is for Italians on Sunday lunch, you know, it's your grandma, your uncles, your aunties, your cousins are all there. It's a cult.
especially when you grow up on a farm, as Gasgardia did. Every Sunday, his uncle would roast a beast, and the family males would share the hours of labor around the fire.
On top is like you put in an angle, I would say a 60 degrees angle on top of the flames, and then you had to start turning this lamb side to side, I would say 3-4 hours, and you're gonna have an amazing piece of art, I would say.
Asado is the short rib cut of a cow, but it's also the word for a primal approach to food with three elements at its core: meat, smoke, and fire. To these you could add fresh air, salt, and wine, with a bit of simple salad on the side. But salad's not the point of an Argentinian asado or barbecue. It's the shared experience of meat cooked slowly over fire.
Yeah, it's memories and art, actually. I would say for a Sunday lunch, you start the fire the day before around 6-7 o'clock in the afternoon. You had to marinate the animal. It's a mix of salt and vinegar. You start cooking slowly, slowly, slowly. It takes around 12 to 14 hours to cook. Yeah. And it's very important on the way. It's a group cooking method. It's not something you can do by yourself. You need 3 or 4 people involved in that, because for sure you're gonna spend the whole night cooking. Someone has to look after all the time where you're cooking, and you need 3 or 4 people, because you're talking about an animal 700 kilos, so you need more than one person to do it.
That is a huge cow.
It's a huge cow, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But most weekends, at least until the weather warms, the beasts are much smaller, and Gus tends the fire alone.
One of my babies here. Ah, a good shovel, a very good shovel.
There's a deep romance to a traditional asado gathering, but it can be hard to sustain that when the roasting beast is transplanted from the open pampas of Argentina to a suburban Australian backyard. There's an inevitable feeling of loss. The food will still be wonderful, slow roasted meat falling off the bone, but on a cold, damp night, to stand alone for hours tending that fire, it's a solitary experience and takes great commitment. Gus has that commitment. But come summer, his work will be shared. The large outdoor dining table next to the barbecue will be full of family and friends, and the joyful collective experience of making asado will be reborn in Gus's compact suburban backyard.
I love it. You know, it's, look, cooking with fire, it's like your first romance. You don't know what you expect, especially if you are an open fire or an open place, because you had to consider the wind, you had to consider which kind of hardwood you have, if it's wet, it's not wet, you had to understand how to play with, you had to be very gentle, because if you're cooking too much, you want to burn it. So it's absolutely super exciting, you know? That's why we love it so much.
Meat roasted over open fire was the food of the Argentinian frontier, of the gauchos, the South American cowboys, and before them of the indigenous people. While the gauchos were riding the range with their cattle, their diet was almost entirely beef, supplemented by mate, a herbal tea that's rich in caffeine and nutrients.
In Argentina, we are famous for eating absolutely every part of the cow, so we not only use the common cuts, we eat nearly everything: tripes, kidneys, liver, tongue, whatever.
No waste.
No waste, and whatever we can eat, we sell it. So,
Argentina has the world's second highest consumption rate of beef. Most people eat about 55 kilos of beef a year. So, what are you going to cook today?
We're going to make some sausages, like pudding, pork ribs, just a normal dinner for us. You're never going to be hungry, you know, in an Argentinian house. So we are three, and I think my nephew is coming as well, so four. But look, just to have an idea, the average of meat per person in Argentina, counting fat at Bond, is 2.5 kilos.
A day?
No, for a meal. For a meal, when you make asado, for example, or you make a barbie, how do you calculate how many people you have here? You have five, so we need 10 kilos altogether. And the flames are going to be just to the other side. So,
so they're going to be racing around the oven.
Absolutely. Okay. If you have something, they're going to burn it. And the idea is to have a crust, but not burning it.
Okay.
The idea is to have a crust, solid crust. Especially, for example, if you're doing something with skin on, like a porchetta, which is a rolled pork with the skin on, or the crackling pork, it's amazing. You can get it not burning it, but get it very, very cracky, but very tender inside. The last porchetta we made here was for Christmas. It was 7 kilos. It took me nearly 3 hours to do it. It's no secrets here, you know, it's basically pretty primitive, but it's absolutely awesome.
Well, I hope you have a delicious dinner tonight.